Have you ever met someone who, no matter how much you attempt to explain a concept, a word, some situation in their life, some procedure that may need to be done at work or at home, and they simply just don't get it? You explain to no avail. But maybe after a while, you explain, you example, you show them. And after a discussion and a conversation with them, they come to understand. And so, we are at Jacob's well. It is high noon. And we're sort of in the shadows, in the background of Jacob's well. And Jesus is sitting there. And as Jesus sits at Jacob's well, a woman approaches. She's a bit fearful because there's no one else around. Here's this man, a stranger, and a Jew at that. She's a Samaritan. They have nothing to do with one another. They're not in the same ballpark. They're not playing the same game together. And it's high noon. Who in their right mind, in the Middle East, would be going to a well at noon? The heat. Is excruciating. But here she is. She didn't come there in the morning with the rest of the women of her village, because in the morning it's much cooler. They could draw the water out of the well and back home before the temperature rises. But something drew her. And Jesus asks a very pointed question, and really a request: give me a drink. And now, the game is on. They begin a conversation with one another. Give me a drink. She responds, how can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? You don't even have a bucket. How do you expect to draw that water out of Jacob's well? It is so deep. And in their conversation, Jesus solicits faith from her. And he gives her living water, welling up, if we listened, welling up to eternal life, welling up to the newness of life. Think about our own faith lives. Faith is not something that is instantaneous. Just because we baptize someone does not mean that they know it all. Well, we might find a few that might think. But it also doesn't mean they are baptized, that they will remain faithful throughout their lives. That is the hope. It also means that we are not going to doubt our faith, that we're going to struggle and question. And that's okay, because the living water has been poured out into our hearts, St. Paul says. And hope does not disappoint. I challenge anyone to that statement, to refute it. Because hope does not disappoint. For our sisters and brothers, our elect, they come today to be scrutinized, not to be questioned. How faithful are you? No. But to be called into deeper relationship with their God. To be called to that deep well of God's love and embrace. That we as a parish family might pray for them, lift them up, and example for them that living water that comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus stands before all of you, the elect, today. And you ask, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. We can eavesdrop on their question and their statement and hear from Christ himself, I am he, the one speaking with you. Not at you, not against you, nowhere else, but with. The question I have, and maybe reflection for the week, I wonder if Jesus, as he sat at Jacob's well, ever received that drink of water.